Numa, then Avada, we would believe the Edim. Then she would collect $200 for Ksuba. But if she doesn't have the Edim, even though there's a Reiv, here there's a Reis in the Reiv. So therefore there's no Kasha on Rav. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Says Alocha, Hamoicher Eved Lechaveroi. If somebody says an Eved, he sells his Eved to his friend. V'nim Tzaganef, if we come out later, this Eved, Kanani is sold, he's a robber. Oy kubistuyas. Or else Rashbam says that he's going to the fortress. He kidnaps people. So Lachura, the one that bought it, the border doesn't like it, wants to give it back. Lachura is a giyil, no. He has to keep it, Lakecha has to keep it. It's not called the Mekach Toys. You should have known that most avodim are ganovim. What about Mr. Mezuyin? Let's see, you find out the guy has a machine gun with him. You find out the guy's name is an armed robber. Oy nuchtov lamalchus. Well, this guy is on number one on the king's list to kill. So then, the lekech has the right to say, here it is, haresh lech lefanecha. Question like the gavak tilas ovenly. You sold me a dead man, that's nothing. So ratio my time, what's the reason the ratio, why we say it's not a mekech tois? Lav mishum isn't the reason, Duru b'hochi yisnayu, because rove of them are that way. So again, the chur yisi go basa rove. So Morris says, loi, kul b'hochi yisnayu. It could be there wouldn't be any proof to Ravi go basa rove. But again, over here, could be all of them is that way. So by never is different, like every single Levin Kanani, you have to realize, you have to know, they're always going of him. That's what we say here, the Mechira is chal. Alright, we'll stop here. Yes, so we're holding up Tzadik Gimel Omer Aleph. So in the middle of a Shiloh, if you go Basar Roiv or not by Momin, do you say the Klal Holchem Achar Roiv only by Yisurim and not by Momin, or even by Momin? The one that said before, that was Machlekes, really Rav and Shmuel. Rav was the one that said before, you go Basar Ruba, and Shmuel was the one that said, you only go Basar Roiv by Yisurim and not by Momin. Now we're holding up Tzadik Gimel. First says Torshema, second line. Torshema says Aloha, Shor Shenogach Esaporo, or Shor that stoys the poro, or Shor that hit a poro cow, Nimtza Ubra Betzida. And now we find that this cow obviously was pregnant before, and now we find the Uber, the dead baby, on the side. And now we have a doubt. The end of your day, we do not know, Imach Loinokha Yoda. Did she give birth? Did the cow give birth before the shtor did the damage? Achle nokho. And then all the mazik did, he only damaged the cow and not the kid. Oi, imisha nokho yoda. Or else no, maybe when this shtor hit the poro, she was a pregnant poro. And it came out that the mazik, the shtor that's a mazik, did damage to both. It did damage to the poro and to the vlad. So then the Baal HaShor would have to pay for the damage of the poro and the vlad. So we have a suffix. So we don't know exactly when exactly did the vlad come out of the poro. Did it come out of the poro before the damage? And therefore the damage was only on the poro itself? Or did the vlad come out after the damage and it came out because of the damage? So it's called the shore was mazik both. So what's the halacha? So it says the halacha over here, Mishalem chatzin nezik leporah. You have to pay a chatzin nezik for the porah. So it's talking about Mestam that it's a tam. A tam pays chatzin nezik. So therefore, for the porah, you only have to pay a chatzin nezik. Urevi levlad. Now for the vlad, you have to pay only a quarter of how much the vlad is worth. The chur, why? Because the chur is a suffix. So Chur blives Allah of Momin Hamutta the Sufik that we say Chokin. Since we have a Sufik, if you did the damage to the Vlad or not, or since we have a Sufik, if you did the Vlad, the damage to the Vlad, so we'll say the Chokin. Rashbam says, Chati Nezik Leporo, the Shor Tam, and Mishalom Chati Nezik. We're talking about the Shor is a Tam, and therefore the Shor has to pay Chati Nezik. Or V Nezik Levlad,
Mishum de chatz, in esif de vlad, hebim momen amutter v'sofik, v'cholkin, v'alibe de sumchis, m'kvinu lahosom. It goes according to sumchis. Now, the Gemara's question, Rashbam explains, is l'rav kaporach. We have a question according to Rav. V'yamai choshev le momen amutter v'sofik. Why do we have a doubt here? Alibe de Rav, the yolz of the momen basaruba. Rav holds that we go basaroiv even by money. Even by money matters, even by mamayna. If so, leima hoylachacha roiv porus, sheyoldos ben kayama. Most porus, most pregnant cows, they give birth to a normal kid. If so, most probably, when this shor came and did damage to this porah, she was still pregnant. Like, why should I say the porah gave birth, was mapel, before the damage? Rove times, a porah gives birth to a normal kid. So most probably, if we find this nafel on the floor, it happened because of the damage. If so, we should say, like, for sure, the shor damaged the vlad, and the Baal HaShor should have to pay a chatzi nezik for the vlad also. Why does he only have to pay a revi nezik? So it's a mashma, you don't go bust a roiv by mamon. See, well, that's the kasha according to Rav. According to Rav, that you go bust a roiv, why do you only have to pay a revi? You should have to pay a chatzi nezik. That's the Gemara's kasha. For the Gemara, v'yamai, lema, let us say, holachacha roiv porus. Go after rov, pregnant cows. V'roiv porus, misabrois v'yoldois. Most cows, when they're pregnant, they give birth to normal kids. If so, vahai, this porah that she was mapel, that the kid is dead, like, vadai machmas negicha pilu. It has to be that the pshat was she was pregnant, and this shor came and shtoist her, like gored her, went into her, and therefore this shor now, like, killed both, killed the porah and the vlad. If so, we should say for sure that the Baal HaShor should have to pay a chatzi nezek for the vlad also. Salkom, it says they're only revi. So, Chor Tzakash and Rav, you see, you do not go bosa roiv by mamon. Samar says no. Hosam ovi, I'll tell you, it's a different reason. Mishum de mesaf gelon, we have a suffix, because the ikul amema, we could say, mikama osa umavitsusa, that maybe the shor came in front, like it came to attack this pregnant porah. So when the pregnant porah saw or shore an axe coming to attack her, that got her excited. Umavisa, she became like shook up, and the pila, and that made her be mapel. So for that alone, he'll be potter, because that's only like a grumma. It comes out that the porah, she herself got frightened, and she was mapel. So that's only a grumma, then the Baal HaShor would be potter. But v'ikala meima, we could also say, though, that miyachurosa, that maybe the shor came from the back. It came from the back, meaning that the poor at first did not see this ox coming at her. And therefore, o mignach nokcha v'pila. And therefore, the shor is the one that stoys gored this pregnant pora, and the shor killed both, the poor and the vlad. Says so, there's no rive. It's a real heavy moment on mutter v'sofik. It comes out as a regular moment on mutter v'sofik, and therefore the klal is the whole moment on mutter v'sofik chokin. The din should be chokin. Says so, therefore it's not a kash and rav. It's not a raya to Shmuel. It's not a kash and rav. Stuff here you have no proof whether you go bust a rive by money or not. Now the Gemara says, if so, leimot ketanoi. Let's say it's a machlekes tanoim. This svar, if you go bosa roiv by money, or else we should say hamaitza mechaveri olav araya, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. It says halacha shor shehu yuroya, or shor that was pasturing in the fields. V'nimtza shor horig b'tzidon. Now next to this live shor, we find a dead shor. Now afal pi shezem nugach. Even though we see this dead shor was gored, and this live one here is a mu'ud. So it's the zichem mistafer to say that this live shor that's standing here right now is the one that really killed this dead shor. Or else, we see this dead shor on the floor that was bit. It was bitten. V'zeh mu'ud lishach. And this one's a mu'ud to be noshach, to be lishach. We know that this shor standing here, the live one, is attempting very much, like we know it could bite. So, l'chur, we should say that this shor standing here is the one that killed that shor. The Gemara still says, Ein Oimrim, we do not say, be a doer like we know for sure, Shezeh Nokha Vezeh Noshchai. We do not say for sure that we know this shor standing here, the live one, is the Mazik, is the one that killed that shor, is the one that bit it. No, it's like a suffix, and therefore we can't ask the owner to pay money. So, Chur, this would be a raya that you do not go after Raiv by moment. Even though the Chur al pi Raiv, like we should say, this shor standing here is the one that killed that shor, still the Tanakhama says no. Tanakhama says he's potter. Rabbi Ach Omer, Rabbi Acha says, Gomel, ha'ochor ben hagmalim, if you have a male camel that's going on the back of a female camel, that's the way they like to live together. So one, the camel, the male camel, was going on the back of the female camel, and v'nimtza gomel horig b'tzidai, we found another camel that was killed on the side of this. Siv so, Rav Acha says, v'yadua shezeh horgo. Rav Acha says, we know for sure that this camel killed that camel. Because my sister says, yadua is like a chazoko, when a camel is in the middle of going on top of another camel, so it's very nervous. And therefore, if it would see another ox, another camel, it would kill it. So it's come out like a chazoka, like a rave, to say that this camel killed that camel. That's what Rav Acha says. So Rav Acha says that the owner of this camel is going to have to pay the owner of the other camel that was killed. So Lechura Savru, we thought to say, that the ruba v'chazoka kiadodininu, that the klal, as we know, there is the klal of roiv. You go after roiv, hocho macha roiv, and there's also a chazoka. There's such a thing as a chazoka. Like over here, these things are like a chazoka over here. Like if you see a wild camel, and then you see another camel dead, it's a chazoka to say that most probably this wild camel here killed that camel. Or if you find the ox next to a dead ox, and this ox alive is a mu'ud, like it's a chazoka that this ox kills people. So it's most probably to say that the ox that's alive now killed that one. And it's a machlokes if we say this or not. So the Havamina is that Ruba and Chazoka, Kiadodininu, they both have the same status. Therefore, let's say, Rav Diyama Krabacha. Rav that says that by Mammon, we do go after Rav, we could use a Rav by Mammon, still hold like Ravacha, that we could use a Chazoka by money also. So therefore, even though we don't have any aid, and we don't know for sure that this camel is the one that really killed the other camel, but it's a chazaka to say that this camel right now is living with its female, and it gets furious then, so most probably it's the one that killed the camel. So Rav holds like Rav Acha. And I'll tell you, Shmuel, the Yomi Katanakama, and Shmuel that says, no, by Mammon, we cannot use the Svar of Rav. Rav does not help by Mammon. So I'll tell you, Shmuel holds like the Tanakama, that this chazaka does not help you. Even though you see a dead shor here on the floor, and right next to it you see a shor hamuit, or shor that the chazaka, this shor, shtoises gores other shores, still we have no right to say, this is the shor that killed that shor. So, Chur, that's a riot to Shmuel, that you did not use a chazaka to be mighty mammon. Just like you did not use a roiv, you did not use a chazaka. So, Chur, this machloik is tanoim, is telling the machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Tumar wants answer and says no. Omloch Rav, Rav answers and says no. Rav says, Ano di Amri afilu letanakama. I could hold even letanakama. Rav is the one that says, yes, we use a roiv by mammon. If we have a roiv saying one way, so then it's strong enough to make you pay money. If it means taking money, like we'll soon see the case, taking money away from you, yes, roiv helps. If so, why does the Tanakhama say, if you find this shor of the mu'ud, we do not say that it killed the dead shor? I'll tell you like this. Ad kam loy koma tanakama hosom elod lezlina bosa chazoka. Maybe the pshat is that Tanakama says this chazoka, just the fact that the shor was a shor hamuid, that he already stories three times, so he has like a chazoka that he gores now. A chazoka is not strong enough to be mitzi mamin. Avo bosa rubas linon, but Rav will say that Tanakama agrees to me that the klal of roiv is stronger. Roiv can even be mitzi mamin. The klal of roiv that zul bosa roiv. The majority, that's stronger than the din of a chazaka. And that's what we always paskin. We always paskin ruba v'chazaka rubadif. If it's a question between a roiv says one way and a chazaka says another way, roiv is stronger. So if a rav says, the Tanakam holds like me, avad, the roiv is strong enough to be mitzi mamin. Just here it's not a roiv, it's only a chazaka. A chazaka doesn't help. O Shmuel Amalach, Shmuel would say to us, I could go even according to Rabacha, and it's like this. Ad kan up until now, loy koma Rabacha hosom. You know why Rabacha said that we like go boss of the chazaka. Like Rabacha said, if you see this wild camel, and next to it is a dead camel, you have a right to say this camel now. Kill that camel. You know why? Elo diazlin and bossa chazaka. To gufei, because it's chazok in the guf. It's chazok like this camel. Since it's mating with its female, it's furious. And therefore, it's like a chazok in the guf of this camel that it's a wild animal right now. And therefore, if there would be another camel next to it, it's like a muchzik that it would kill it. So this is a strong thing. But Shmuel says, but to go after a regular roiv, that I would not go. And the Rashbam says, Avo bosu ruba de lesser kamon loyaz linon. But to go bosu a roiv, that's lesser kamon, found in front of us. It's not 100%, it's not like a ruba de lesser kamon. It's a ruba de lesser kamon. It's a roiv that's not in front of us. Just what rova the people would do. What rover people buy the seeds for, teeth or for planting, so such a roiv erechnami, Shmuel says that roiv would not go bossa mamin. Mashenken, here this chazoka, this is called a chazoka de gufa, and chazoka de gufa is a stronger thing, therefore dafk over here, like it's a big umdina, like if you see this camel, that's a furious camel, and next to the furious camel, you see a dead camel, it's a big score to say, this camel killed that camel. So that's the way Shmuel answers himself. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Where's him? Tarshimas are still coming here. They're still coming to try and bring a Shiloh, whether we go bust a roiv or not, by mumin or not. We know by Yisurum of the cloud we go bust a roiv. What about by money matters? We go bus or not? Tzadi Gimel Oman Aleph, well, by the bottom. And Tzadi Gimel Oman from the bottom. There's three lines. Torshima, come in here. It says, Hamoichav, our Mishnah. Hamoichav, Peris Lechaveroi. If you sell fruit to your friend, the Zoran, and your friend takes these fruits and plants them, V'loit Somchai, nothing grows out of them. V'yafilu Zera Pishton, even if your friend bought of you flax seeds. Still, the Tanakhama says, Ein Achayev Achirusan. You do not have to pay. It's not called a Mekach Tois. Why not? Because you have a right to say, I thought that you bought it for food, teat. Like you could eat these things, they're good teat. Who asked you to plant them? They're no good for planting, but they're good for eating. So therefore, it's not Achayev Achirusan. Now, Mayafilu, what does the Mishnah mean to say, V'yafilu Zera Pishtun, even flax seeds? Lav doesn't mean to say, afilu zera pishtin. Even in the case where I sold you the seeds of flax, and what's the even? The rubel is ria, zavni, that most people buy flax seeds for the purpose of planting them. You don't take them for the purpose of eating. You take it for the purpose of planting it. Still, when this lokeach took these flax seeds and planted them, and nothing came out, we do not go bosa roiv. We do not say that, listen, roiv should say, why did you buy these seeds for planting? And if they can't be planted, you should get your money back. We don't say that. The Mishnah says, no, you're not chayim b'achir yusan. Why? Because you do not go basaroi by mammon. So who are the Mishnah's araya to Shmuel? That by money matters, we do not go basaroi. That the moicher has a right to say, maybe you're from the miyat people that bought these seeds for eating purpose, and for eating purposes they're good, so gzuntay, there's no mekach tois. So who it's a raya to Shmuel that you cannot use roiv by mammon. So who our mishnah is a kasher and rav, because according to rav that you go bus roiv by mammon, there should be a mekach tois. So